Under Doyle's proposal, high schoolers who maintain a B average and stay out of trouble will be guaranteed financial aid if they can't cover the cost of tuition at any University of Wisconsin System school. That's what educators call an early commitment program. There aren't many others like it around the country, but researchers say they seem to be working. Cheryl Blanco is the Director of Policy Analysis and Research at the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education in Colorado. She studied the 21st Century Scholars Program in Indiana. The Doyle proposal is based partly on the Indiana Initiative, which has been in place since 1990. Blanco says her research shows that 85% of high school graduates who took part of the program went on to college, compared to only 56% of other students.
The students who participated in the 21st Century Scholars Program were more likely to apply to college than their peers, the students who did not participate. That's the kind of evidence that shows that that the program must be making a difference.
Details of Doyle's proposal are still a work in progress, but university officials estimate it could cost up to $10 million a year. The governor's Republican critics say that's unaffordable. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.